Kutasichas Chelik Yudzayin, Parsha Kedoshim Sicha Aleph. It's also a Siyam of Masechta Sanhedrin. In the Unterschied zwischen der Azhara von Loisig Neivu Beparsha Seinu, a difference between the in our Parsha where it says do not steal, and the Azhara Loisig Neiv in the Aseres Adibris, and the one that says in the Aseres Adibris in the Ten Commandments, it also says Loisig Neiv. What's the difference? At the Gemara, when Rashi brings us the Arab, the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes it here, as the Parsha Seinu Retzich Vegen Goinev Moment, that in our Parsha in Kedoshim, it's talking about somebody who steals money. When the Leisignif in Aseres Adibris, and what it says, do not steal in the Aseres Adibris, Retzich Vegen Goinev Nefashis, it talks about somebody that kidnaps someone. But again, the Isur Genevis Moment, Zogner Azal. So in regards to stealing money, our sages tell us, kol ha-goynev is ki'ilu oved avedus kechavim. Anyone that steals, commits theft, it's as if he worships idols. Das was Razal zogen wegen gewisse avedus, das der was oiver av zeh is ki'ilu oved avedus kechavim. Okay, it's a bite. When our sages tell us that when somebody does a certain sin, like in this case, stealing, it's as if he worships idols, is moven, we understand about this, that wissen die kadiyuk betachos von Loshon Hazal, since we know how particular our sages were and about how they worded things, as der mit wird nicht nur gemeint eros zu bringen der Chema von der Aveda, that they weren't simply trying to say it's very, very serious commission of a sin when you steal, or whatever the sin may be, it's as if you worshipped Avodah Zarah. And in other words, it's not just to bring some sort of superlative comparison so that you understand the seriousness of the matter. In other words, to say that it's not literally that as if you worshipped idols, it's just trying to show the terrible commission of the sin. That it's as serious as if you committed the very worst sin, which is of course worshipping idols. Now the etzem aveira hotin zichan enlich kaitz aveda zara, but rather what it means, since they made the comparison, is because there is a comparison. There is something about the sin which also has some similarity to aveda zara. In other words, they meant what they said. Nochmer, even more so, be'emes haben doch alle aveiras ha-sheiches aveda zara. In truth, every sin has a similarity to Avodah Zarah. The Alter Rebbe is Mevar Baruch and Tanya. As the Alter Rebbe explains at length in Tanya, as Layil Lecha, that the second of the Aseres Adibris, the second of the Ten Commandments, which is do not have Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't own an Avodah Zarah and so on. You shouldn't worship Avodah Zarah. Is Koilul Kol Shasa Mitzvot Leisas, the Alter Rebbe says that. Loisase, the first of the Aseres Adibris is a mitzvah sase, I am your God, and so on. The second one is do not have any other false deities. So that is the first negative mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe says that this negative mitzvah includes within it all the other negative mitzvahs. Val durch yeder aveira, why does this negative mitzvah encompass all the other negative mitzvahs? So he explains. Because since any aveira, any negative mitzvah that you commit, when you violate the will of Hashem, this causes you to become separated, torn away from godliness, no differently than when you worship idols. So therefore, there's a comparison between every commission of a sin to Avodah Zarah in any case. Vibal das zusammen damit, was das die Scheiches Avodah Zarah is a tzada shava von alle Avodah. So therefore, when the Chazal say that a certain mitzvah is similar to the worship of Avodah Zarah, so it means that in addition to the fact that every mitzvah is compared to Avodah Zarah, the violation of every mitzvah, of every Avodah is similar to Avodah Zarah, gefind men doch, as the Chazal haben ausgeteilt, was stimmte chatoim in dem Zug von der Kilo Avodah Zarah, we find that there are particular sins, specific sins, where the Chachamim specifically said that this one is similar to Aveda Zara, is doch das Gufa Beweis, also die Averes haben man inje miyuchad in zeh Shaychus to Aveda Zara. So since it's true across the board about every sin, when the Chachamim point to specific ones, that this one has a Shaychus to Aveda Zara, it means that there is some particular connection between this sin and Aveda Zara. Even more so than the general idea of everyone that commits a sin is it's as if he worships Aveda Zara. Darfum verstehen, so we have to understand was is da in Geneve, was is von der Mitzvah Shebenam L'Chaveri, what is it about stealing which is considered one of the mitzvahs between a person and another person, was is, and not between a person and Hashem. So what is it about this which seems to be a violation of the other person? Of course it's also a violation against Hashem, but it's more related to interpersonal relationships, and why is this considered to be as if you worship Avodah Zarah? That man das verstehen, so we'll understand this Alpia Bir von an Inyan in Siyam Masechta Sanhedrin. If we explain something that is found at the very end of Masechta Sanhedrin, wo men gefind achem miyuchad by Geneva, where we find a certain stringency about Geneva. The Gemara stellt sich dort auf dem, in der steht in der Mishnah, leibbak biyad chama umem in achayrim. The Gemara there quotes what the Mishnah says, and to explain what the Mishnah is saying. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah at the end of the subject at the end of Sanhedrin, the Mishnayis, is about Irani Dachas, a city in which the most of the people of the city were convinced to go and worship Aveda Zara. So the entire city is considered to be killed, and they burn everything that belongs to the city and so on. And the Pasuk says, you shall not, they shall not be attached to your hand. In other words, nobody should take anything from the stuff that chayrim is what is going to be burnt, the stuff that now needs to be burnt. You shouldn't touch anything from the chayrim. Don't take any of it. So the Mishnah says about this pasuk, shekol zman sharashoyim ba'olam, as long as the evil are in the world, the evil people are in the world, charein af ba'olam, there is anger, the anger of Hashem in the world. Avdu reshoyim in ha'olam, if these evil people are destroyed from the world, nistala charein af min ha'olam, the anger is removed from the world. So that's what the Mishnah says. So on the Gemara zoktav dem. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? The which reshoyim are we talking about? Which evil people are we talking about? He says, man reshoyim am Rav Yosef Ganva. Who are these wicked people? This is the thieves. So this needs explanation. Is danish verstandig. This needs more explanation. Sai in the Kashuf and the Gemara, Sai in Rav Yosef's Teretz. First of all, there's a question. We have to understand what the Gemara is asking. Second of all, we have to understand what Rav Yosef answers. Number one, was fragt the Gemara in Siyum from the Masechta Sanhedrin, man reshoyim? How does the Gemara come up with the question at the very end of Masechta Sanhedrin? In other words, well into the Shas, and even in Masechta Sanhedrin, it's at the very end of the Masechta Sanhedrin, suddenly asking, who are the wicked people? We already are familiar with the word the wicked from Tanakh, where it's mentioned many times. And it's something which is discussed at length in the earlier parts of this Masechta Sanhedrin, where it defines what Roshayim, what a Rasha is. So suddenly, why is the Gemara suddenly asking, who is a Rasha? Number two, was is the emfer as Roshayim main ganve? What does it mean that he answers that the wicked people means thieves? Yederer, was is over of haloisase? Since the truth is that anyone that violates a negative mitzvah, vertochangeruf na Rasha, is defined as a wicked person. One is posel edus, and because of this status of being a Rasha, cannot be used as a witness, is disqualified from being a witness. Vimat Friya Giret Gilant, as it was already quoted earlier in the Gemara. So therefore, there is a clear definition of what a Rasha is, anyone who violates any of the negative mitzvahs. So what is Rabbi Yosef's answer? That who is a Rasha? Somebody who steals. seine Meforschim Mevair. So the commentaries explain. Ha'yoyi says the Sima Mishnah kum behem shuch tzudov dem basret zich fri benigei irene dachas. Since this Mishnah is coming following what has been discussed in the earlier Mishnayos about irene dachas, as I explained before, und euch der Pasuk v'layidbak b'yodchom u'ma. And also this pasuk, which means you shouldn't have anything, you shouldn't take anything from the cheirim. L'man yoshuv Hashem charein apay. And the conclusion of that pasuk is so that Hashem's anger will subside. State b'siyum parsha vegen irah nidachas. And all this is said at the end of the discussion of irah nidachas in the Torah. Is the shaila? So the question is, what's main the Mishnah kolzman sherushoyim ba'olam? What does the Mishnah mean that all the time that whenever the wicked are in the world, the anger continues? Thus, can nishmein and the anshir nidachas, since it can't pertain to those people that were part of the ira nidachas, that they worshipped the idols? Why varim divertali biyotcha? Because the words in the Torah, you shouldn't have anything from the cheirim in your hands. Shteyin in pasuk noch diver tahake takas yeshua ir. Are written after the pasuk says that you have to kill all the people of the city. Das heißt, retzach shein nogda vimad meinish given anshir nidachas, which means it's already talking where this is being said already after the people of the ir nidachas have been punished, meaning killed. Und zeis and shein yishtaba elam, and they're no longer in the world, as the pasuk says, kol zman sharashayim ba'olam. So these people are already gone from the world; they were killed already. When in Demba state, the Shiloh from the Gemara, Man Rishoyim, so that's what the Gemara is asking. Which wicked people are we talking about? The wicked people that had anything to do with the Ir HaNidachas have already been removed from the world. So what is it now that as long as the Rishoyim are here? Then Velcher Rishoyim Retzel Dov Shaychas to the Ir HaNidachas. So which Rishoyim are we still talking about that have any connection to this Ir HaNidachas? To which the Mishnah says that as long as the Rishoyim are in the world, the anger still continues. As long as they're destroyed, then the anger subsides. Those Rishoyim from the Ir Nidachas have already been destroyed. So then what are we talking about now? When I've them emphat Rabbi Yosef, so to this comes Rabbi Yosef to answer, ganve, that we're talking about thieves. What kind of thieves? Divas haben gegambert von cheirim, the ones who stole from the materials that had to be burnt in the fire of the Ir Nidachas. So I guess they figure it's going to be burnt anyway, we may as well take it, it doesn't belong to anyone. From the shlal, from the Ir Nidachas, from the loot or the remainder, what is the possessions of the people of the Ir Nidachas. Was das lernt man ab vom Pasuk v'layidbak v'yotcha me'umim nacherim l'man yoshev Hashem charein apay. And since this discussion is about what the pasuk said, that there shouldn't be anything, you shouldn't take anything from the cheirim, so that Hashem's anger should subside, so the Mishnah says, as kol zman sezayne dor derishoyim v'shom genumah for cheirim, that as long as the people that took from this cheirim, in contravention to what the pasuk said, is faran charein aboilon, so then because of them there still remains the anger of Hashem that has to do with the Ir HaNidachas. So that seems to explain it. Es ist aber nicht verstanden. But still, we need more explanation. Fabos sagt Rabbi Yosef, the Loshen Ganve. Why does Rabbi Yosef use the term thieves in this case? Die Agoshes Harishes ist doch nicht in einem Chet von Gneve Stam. The point over here is not the fact that they stole something, and it's because they stole something that the anger of Hashem remains. Nor in the Bazem Genumba von Cheirem Ir HaNidachas. The problem is that what they stole, what they took from the Cheirem that should have been burnt together with the rest of the Ir HaNidachas. Hat er doch gedarft sagen, as aloshen, was is madgish, the Ikerachet. So Rav Yosef should have used a word that describes the problem of what they did. It's not that they stole, it's what they stole. The Ledugme should have used, let's say, Eilu Shalokhum and Acherim, who are these Rishoyim? It's those who took from the Cheirim. The point is not how, if they took it by stealing or they took it by borrowing or whatever, it's that they took from the Cheirim, that's the issue. either al derech lashon pasuk, or to use a lashon from the word that the pasuk uses, yidbak biyadcha min acherim. He should have used something with yidbak, you know, as the pasuk uses it. But why does he simply say a thief? Nochmer, the question becomes even greater. Benegeitz genevim in acherim, when we discuss the concept of stealing from cherim, cherim means something which is prohibited by hana. You're not allowed to have any benefit from it at all. So in other words, that renders it worthless. It's absolutely worthless to a Jew because nobody's allowed to have any benefit from it. From Isurei Ano, that this is something which is prohibited to have any benefit, is doch a ganze Shaklavataria. There is a whole discussion about this. Oibes is doing them the getter for Geneva. There's a question whether it can even be defined as theft, since there is nobody that can have any benefit from it. So what are you stealing? You're stealing something which is worthless. And stealing has to be something which has value. And if no Jew is able to have any use from it, so therefore you haven't stolen anything, you haven't taken anything of value. Even though we do find the expression if he steals from the cherim, so technically I guess it, the word stealing could apply to it. It's also in regards to Achan, who was in the time of Yeshua, and he stole from something that was cherim, from what was called cherim at the time. And so what does it say over there? Gan gonvay, and he also stole it. So in other words, even in the pasuk, it defines taking from the cherim as stealing. Meintes nor, all it means in this case, as the loshen gedeva ken zich legen oichev cherim. So that proves only the point that you could apply the term stealing to cherim, notwithstanding the question that we just brought up, since it has no value. So yes, the pasuk says that it is considered stealing. Aber in Rabbi Yosef's emfer, darf doch herausgebracht werden nicht der Prat von Geneva, but this doesn't answer the question in regards to Rabbi Yosef. Why does he define it as stealing? Sure, stealing could apply, but that's not the problem that we're discussing. It's not the fact that he stole. It's something more than that. No, the inyan from cherim, he should be bringing out that it was that he violated the cherim. In other words, avodah zarah. Is favos zokter ganve. So why does he define it as a thief? Und der mantan ganzen ish wegen cherim, and he doesn't mention anything about the fact that what we're dealing with is cherim, and that seems to be the real problem. Der inyan wird sein verstandig. So we will understand this durch mevayer sein einem von die shinuyim in the lushenus in the mishnah und the braisa besim amasechta, by showing the pointing out and explaining the difference in how the mishnah phrases it, and then there is a braisa which is quoted at the end of masechta of Sanhedrin, and there seems to be some small changes between the two, and by understanding those small changes we will understand this subject better. In the braisa state, in the braisa of which we speak at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin, it says, "Tana Rabbanu Milut Nebraisa Rosh Bala Olam." When a wicked person comes to the world, Charoin Bala Olam, anger comes to the world. Shenemer, as it says, "Bevoi Rosha Boi Gam Buz." When the wicked comes, it also brings shame. The Im Kolain, and together with the shame, Cherpa. There is another expression of shame. Rasha, so that's the pasuk. Rasha avid min ha'olam. If the wicked is destroyed from the world, toiva b'olam, good comes to the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, u'ba'avid rishoyim rino. When the wicked are destroyed, there is rejoicing. Unis mesayim, and then the braisa concludes. Tzadik b'olam. When a tzadik comes to the world, toiva b'olam, good comes to the world. Shenemar. As it says in the pasuk, Zeyinachameinu Mamaseinu B'mitzaben Yadeinu, when Noach was born, Noach was a tzaddik. So it says, this one will comfort us from what we do, and from the tragedies of our handiwork. So when we look closely at the braise, we see das was the braise is domer meirich with the mishnah, that the Braisa speaks at greater length about this subject than the Mishnah. is Muvan, and that's quite understandable. That's pretty common. The Mishnayis hat Rabbi Mesadegeven, wie der Rambam schreibt, because the Mishnayis was organized by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, as the Rambam explains. Kaitzer Milayu, he wrote it short, brief words. He didn't elaborate. He spoke in very cryptic words. To keep it short, Dover Kotzer Bekeilin Yonim Rabim, he spoke briefly, but it includes much in much is contained in those brief words. But then later, in the later generations, still in the time, at the end of the Mishnah time, when people became less, they were able to understand less and retain less, in the Brises. Now it was necessary to focus a little more on what the way things were organized in the Brises. Mit mer arichas upratim, the Brises elaborated more, and they explained more. Of course, it means that they were much longer. Rabbi was trying to keep it short, so he spoke in brief words, and each word contained much. So, like for instance, the Brises bring more details and rayas from Ksubim, and they bring proof from Psukim for the things that it says in the Brises. The Megifintas come upon Mishas, as we find throughout Shas, as the Zelbe in Yonav Ashtein in the Mishnah, Bekitzah, that the same ideas which are written in the Mishnah at very briefly, Kumazay in the Brisa, Barichas Beprotis, when they are explained in the Brisa, it comes with much more detail, which is the reason why the Brises are quoted often to explain the Mishnah, so we can understand what the Mishnah says. The Brisa elaborates and explains what the Mishnah is trying to say. So it's quite common, as happened over here, that in the Brisa it elaborates and it brought proof from Psukim and so on. Was is done nicht verstandig, but what needs explanation is the verkehrte Shinui. The opposite, we find it goes the other way in this case, zwischen the Mishnah and the Brisa, that when we look at the differences between the Mishnah and the Brisa, it seems to be that the Brisa was shorter and the Mishnah was more elaborate. The Loshna Mishnah is Charoin Af, particularly in the word Charoin Af. It adds the words Af. Anger can be expressed by simply saying the word Charoin or Charoin Af. The Mishnah says Charoin Af. And the Brisa is Mekatzer and Zogt Charoin Stam, whereas the Brisa simply says Charoin. How is it that the Mishnah speaks an extra word and the Brisa takes out that extra word? The Mimonavshah, because either way, Oib the Brisa Zogt as Behemshut to the Mishnah, if the Brisa was saying it as a part of the Mishnah, in other words, as a commentary on what the Mishnah said, hat euch de Breise gedacht sagen dem Loschen Charoinaf, then the Breise should have also said Charoinaf as the Mishnah called it. Und euch das ist bekeschet zum Possig, was wird noch dem gebracht in the Breise, and it's possible to say that the Breise wasn't addressing what the Mishnah says, but was really focusing on the Possig that the Breise was quoting. So then the Pasuk doesn't mention anything about the word Charoin. The Pasuk talks more in terms of shame and so on, not anger. Und der Eisfir von Rosh Habala Eilon, so therefore the Braise should have said in concluding with when a Rosh comes to the world, hat gedaft sein Ra Habala Eilon. In other words, when the Rosh comes to the world, instead of saying the anger comes to the world, which is not in the Pasuk, it should have said bad things come to the world, more general. Benigetzum Loshim Vashtet Ben Rosh Abba Min Oilam Toiva Min Baal Oilam. Like when the Braise itself says that when the Rosh is destroyed, what comes to the world? Good comes to the world. So therefore, it should have said when a Rosh comes to the world, bad comes to the world. Why does he choose the word Charoin? So if it's choosing the word Charoin because that's what the Mishnah said, so then it should have said Charoin after the way the Mishnah said it. And if it's not about the Mishnah, so then why does he say the word Charoin altogether? It should be more raw. Evil comes to the world, or bad things come to the world. So the Bir Bozeh, the explanation of this difference is, es ist da ein Unterschied in Teichen zwischen der Mishnah und der Breise. there's really a difference in what is being said by the Mishnah and what is being said by the Braisa. They're talking about two different things. The Mishnah read wegen Ira Nedachas. The Mishnah is speaking specifically about an Ira Nedachas, and Azoy Eich Besima Mishnah, in fact, also at the end of the Mishnah where it says, Leid Bag Biotchem Umm Nacherim, quoting the Pasuk about not taking from the Cherim. She calls man Sherashoim Ba'olam, Charoinaf Ba'olam, that as long as the evil are in the world, there's anger in the world. Verte mit gemein, the Chet von Ira Nedachas. The Mishnah is still speaking about the specific sin of Ira Nedachas. That's the subject of discussion. The Chet Achi Chomer of Idazorah. In other words, the Mishnah is focused on this very serious, the worst sin possible, which is idol worship. Und der Pfarrer sagt der Mishnah dem Loshen, Charein Af Ba'olam. That's why the Mishnah uses the word Af. Charein Af Ba'olam. Weil der Bitte Charein Af meint men, gefind men dafke bescheichus dabei der Zohar, wie der Rambam sagt. As the Rambam says in Meir Nevuchim, that the term Af is a term which connotates Avodah Zarah. So that's why in this Mishnah, when the Mishnah is talking about Avodah Zarah, it's proper to use the term Charoin Af, because Af relates to Avodah Zarah. In the Braisa, aber retzach nish wegen Rosha von Chet Avodah Zarah. The Braisa is not talking about the evil of Avodah Zarah in particular. Since the Braisa is talking more in general terms, and as the Gemara tells the story that the Yetzahara, the drive to worship Avodah Zarah, which was very, very fierce in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, and people ran to try out every new Avodah Zarah and so on, and we look at it and we say, why would anybody want to worship Avodah Zarah? As there seemed to be this great desire to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim saw the great harm that was being done, so they shechted, they destroyed the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah. So now we don't have a drive to worship Avodah Zarah anymore, as they did in those days. So therefore, the Braisa doesn't need to address specifically the sin of Avodah Zarah, because it's not one of the big problems that we have anymore. Nor, so what is the Braisa talking about? Vegen Rishoyim Bachlau? The Braisa talks about the general idea of evil doing. Nish funazasug vas lo yishkicha klal. They're not addressing a type of evil doing which is very uncommon, the worship of Avodah Zarah. Befrat Ira Nedachas, especially the Avodah Zarah in which an entire city would be caught up in it, that's a very, very unusual and far reach in today's day and age, and therefore the Braisa doesn't find that it needs to talk about that. On the far hyped on the Braisa mit Loshen Rosha Baloilam. That's why the Braisa is not talking about a specific type of Rosha, the one that worshipped Avodah Zarah, or even worse, as a part of an Ira Nedachas and so on. It's talking Stama Rosha, any general Rosha, versus Oiver of Avedis that commits ordinary sins, the kind that people do today. But the Braisa is not talking about Avodah Zarah. Therefore, when they talk about the anger, they're not going to use the term Af, because that is specific to Avodah Zarah. But when you're talking about a general Rasha, there's no reason to use Af. So they use the word Charoin. Nish demonet given word Af, was kum b'shaychus Avodah Zarah, without mentioning the word Af, which is specific to Avodah Zarah, canal in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah does. So that's the difference between the Braisa and the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Avodah Zarah, Ira Nedachas. The Braisa is talking about ordinary sins, people that do ordinary sins. Says Abada, Teichem Meshutef in the Mishnah and the Braisa, but there is a common theme in the Mishnah and the Braisa as well. The Mishnah zokt as kol zman sherashoyim ba'olam charoinav ba'olam. The Mishnah says that as long as there are evil and wicked in the world, there is anger in the world. Azoy oich in the Braisa is the mechuvim for Rosh Baloilam, Charoin Baloilam. And the same theme is brought in the Braisa, that when a Rosh comes to the world, anger comes to the world. A Charoin kumt gemeinsam mit den Rosh, by saying that that the anger comes together with the Rasha. Whenever there's a Rasha, there is anger. So in other words, that's the theme that both the Mishnah and the Braisa share. As Kol's man says, the Rasha is the Charen. That as long as there is Rasha, the evil, the wicked, there is anger. Biz the tzayid ven Rasha ovim in oilam, until such time that the Rasha will be destroyed. Then the anger will dissipate. Lefize, and that's common, that's the common theme between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The difference is, are we talking about Avodah Zarah, or are we talking about just any Rasha? Lefize, obeshtelter de shayla. So based on this, the question comes up, bishleime in the Mishnah, because we can understand in the Mishnah is mum fabasis dacharayna ba'olam kolzman shereshayim ba'olam. We can understand what the Mishnah is saying, that as long as that kind of Rasha is in the world, there is anger in the world. Because the Mishnah is talking about Avodah Zarah. On Kol Zman Sizdah, Metzius from Avodah Zarah, Cheirem. As long as the existence of the Avodah Zarah still remains, in this case, it's the Cheirem which was stolen from the Iran Dachas that it should have been burnt. So now the Cheirem is still in the world, it hasn't been burnt. Is Oich Faran, Charoin Af, Vishtet and Sifri. So there still remains this anger that is attached to Avodah Zarah, and as the Sifri says, Kol Shman Shavodah Zarah Ba'olam Charoin Ba'af Charoin Av Ba'olam. The Sifri says that whenever there is Avodah Zarah, there is anger from Hashem in the world. So that explains why the Mishnah, what it means in the Mishnah, Abav Avozol Zayin by Ander Hatoyim from Rosh Hashanah Ba'olam. But why would it be that any other sin, that as long as there is a wicked person that commits any sin, that there is anger in the world? Because why would the anger remain even after the sin was committed? A person committed a sin, he's finished, he stopped doing the sin, he's no longer doing that sin, but he still exists. So why would there still be anger in the world after the pe'ulas achet is shein menishto b'metziyah, since that sin which he committed is over and done with? Why is there still anger? We can understand by the Avodah Zarah that as long as someone took the remnants of the Avodah Zarah and left them in the world, did not allow them to be burnt, so therefore, because that still remains, so that the anger still remains connected to the Avodah Zarah, the anger still remains. But when somebody commits a sin and he finished committing the sin and the sin is over, why is there still anger in the world? Hey, is the beer in them? So the explanation is, from them was the Mishnah is medayek and zokt kol zman sharishoyim ba'olam. The Mishnah says that as long as the wicked people are still in the world, unishvi estate in sifri kol zman shavodah zarah ba'olam. In Sifri it said as long as the Avodah Zarah is still in the world, which makes it connects it to even the remnants of the Iran Idachas, the Avodah Zarah still exists. But the Mishnah now connects it to the people that committed the sin. Is Muchach, as loy the Mishnah is the Charein Af Nishno Tzulib Dembos is Noch Faran Ametzius Navodah Zarah Cheirem Ba'olam. That the Mishnah doesn't connect it to the fact that there still remains something left over from the stuff that should have been burnt in the Iran Idachas, and it's because of that that the anger still remains. But rather, it's connected to the people that committed the sin that has something to do with Avodah Zarah. In this case, it's talking about the Rasha that took from what should have been burnt. And this would be true even after, let's say, he stole from the Cheirem food, let's say, and he ate the food. So the food is gone. So the stuff that remains from the Cheirem is over and done with. Why is there still anger? So the Mishnah says because the person that did it is still around. That's what the anger is about. So if them frag the Gemara, so for this the Gemara asks, Man Rishoyim, what kind of Rishoyim are we talking about that just because they exist, there is still anger in the world? Was für a Sug Rishoyim meint man da? What kind of category of Rishoyim are we talking about here? Welche Rishis is this? What kind of evil are we talking about? Was is Mamshich da dem Charoin Af von Abedzor? Euch Nodo mit Abedzor Shin Shta. That can continue, that can still maintain this kind of anger even after the Avodah Zarah is over and done with. They stopped worshiping an Avodah Zarah. They already destroyed, it's already gone, the remnants of this Ira Nidachas. And this because this person still exists, there is still anger. What kind of a person is it that we're talking about? That's the meaning of the mission, of the question, what man Rishoyim? When I've dem zokt Rabbi Yosef, said to this, Rabbi Yosef answers, ganve, somebody who stole. The Mishnah main the Rishoyim Bozeya Verbundenkeit mit der Bedezor is dur Geneve. The Mishnah is pointing out that because their connection, the connection of this person to the Avodah Zarah, which he had a connection to, came through stealing from Sholo Shol Ira Nidachas. He took from the remainder of the Ira Nidachas, and we bald as is in him oifen from Geneva, and since his connection to the Ira Nidachas, to the Avodah Zarah, came through the act of stealing, the Faris calls Mansha Rishoyim Ba'olam, that explains why, as long as this person still exists, there is still Charoin Av Ba'olam, there is still anger associated with Avodah Zarah. Ved Nimshach the Charoin Av, Afilu ben Dechedem Hashem Fabrend Givoren Un Abim in Ha'olam. That explains why, as long as this person still exists, the anger associated with Avodah Zarah still remains, even after the object that he stole is gone, is over and done with. The Avodah Zarah itself is gone. So why is there still anger associated with the Avodah Zarah? Because this person committed that sin, his connection to the Avodah Zarah, through theft. What's the explanation? The Hasbara in them, the explanation is as follows. The Iser Geneva or the Gezela hotin zich hachoyme miyuchad. The sin of stealing, whether it's stealing Geneva or what's called Gezela, which means robbery, when you do it brazenly and openly, Geneva means you do it quietly. So anything to do with those two types of sins has a very, very stringent aspect to it. The midvas es is a pu'ulin emsheches, the fact that when somebody steals something, it is it's an ongoing sin that keeps happening again and again. It's ongoing. Why is it ongoing? Yeder rege vos mekert nisht the geneve v'gzeila, because every moment that you don't return the thing that you stole, is men oiver of leisig neivu, you are once again violating leisig neivu, un leisigzel or leisigzel. In other words, most other sins, when you commit the sin, you finish committing the sin, it's over. Of course, you have to do tshuva. But the sin is over and done with. When you steal something, as long as you don't return it, you are yet again committing the sin of stealing. You still haven't returned the thing that you stole. Therefore, it's once again, over again, and over and over and over, committing the sin of do not steal. The mit is the Rogatshova Mevair. So, and with this concept of that when you steal something, it's a pu'ulin emshech, it's an ongoing act of stealing, the Rogatshova Gon explains something about the Rambam. Thus is the Rambam Rechen, the Lavam from Leisigzel and Leisignev, in the Mklav from Lavshinitl and Tashlumin. The Rambam lists the sin of stealing as in the category of the violation of a negative command, a lav, which is nitan l'tashlumim, which the Torah says there is a remedy to this. You can pay it back. This is the kind of sin that you can remedy by paying back. And the Rambam lists stealing as one of those, as in those, in that category. Unisht, he doesn't list it in another category, which it would seem that it should be listed in that category. What is that? In the klal from lav shenitik l'esa, there is another category, which is there are negative mitzvahs which the Torah tells you what it is that you can do if you committed this sin. For instance, it says that if you encounter a mother bird sitting on a nest with her eggs or her babies in the nest, you shouldn't take the mother while she is sitting on the nest. You shouldn't take the mother as she is sitting up on her children, hovering over her children, her babies. What's the next pasuk? Shalach to shalach esa'im. You should send the mother away, which on the surface would seem to mean that it's giving you the other option. Don't take her while she's sitting on the babies. Send her away, and then you should take the babies. But the halacha tells us also that what this means is, if you take the mother while she was sitting on the babies, you would think that you should be chayev malchus, because that's the punishment, lashes, because that's the punishment for committing a negative sin. You just violated a negative sin. The Torah says, do not take the mother as she is sitting on the babies. So the Gemara says, no, this is called a lav shenitik lesa. It's a negative mitzvah which is attached to a positive mitzvah, because what should you do now? Rather than get malchus, you still have the option, send her away now, put her back, and then send her away, and then you can take the babies. So what's, in other words, that you still have the remedy of sending the mother away. So as long as you haven't, let's say, killed the mother, so then you still have the opportunity to go ahead and put her back and then send her away, and then you can take the babies. So you have a remedy to the situation. That's called a lav hanitik l'esa. And whenever there's a lav hanitik l'esa, there is no malchus, as long as the remedy still exists. But if you destroyed any possibility of the remedy, then you would be chayav malchus. So it would seem that leisignav and leisigzoil, do not steal, do not commit robbery, is a lav hanitik l'esa, because it says veheishiv esagzela, he shall return the stolen object. So therefore there is a lav hanitik l'esa, but the Rambam does not list it as a lav hanitik l'esa. He lists it as a lav which is has the remedy of paying back. Why doesn't he consider it a lav hanitik l'esa, is the question that the Ragachover is asking. And he explains it in this way. By a lav hanitik l'esa is min oiver oifen lav nor b'shas maisa aveira. When a person commits a lav hanitik l'esa, that which is called, he is committing the sin, and then the sin is finished, he finished committing the sin. He only violates when he actually does the aveira. But meila as the Torah had gegeben an eset zum natig zayin um esaken zayin dem lav. So therefore, when the Torah gives you the remedy to be able to do this mitzvah in order to be able to remove the effects of your commission of that lav, in other words, the remedy that the Torah is giving you, muzmen zogen as a tikkun is chal mafreya of the ma'isa aveira. We have to say, since the Torah considers it a remedy, in other words, it's going to remove the effect of the aveira. And if the aveira only happened that moment that you committed it, now the commission of the sin is over. So when the Torah is remedying it, what is it remedying? What is it fixing? It's fixing the original sin that you did back then. So in other words, it removes the sin retroactively. That's all you can say, because the sin is over already. When it's fixing it retroactively when back to the time that you committed it. Oh, by Geneva Vigzela, but when we talk about stealing, about theft, is men over if lava holds mambas hot nishbat salt. You keep committing the sin again and again as long as you don't pay back. From the time that you stole it, every moment that you don't return it, you are once again committing, it's an ongoing commission of a sin. It just keeps happening continuously. So therefore, when he returns the theft, the stolen object, is thus nor alav shenitna l'tashlum in behavior. What the Rambam says, what is being fixed here, is the current situation, because every moment that you do not return the stolen object, you're continuously, it's an ongoing commission of a sin. So when the Torah says you can pay it back, what does it fix? You're no longer committing the sin. The moment you return it, the sin stops happening. So from now on, you will not be violating the sin anymore. In other words, it interrupts the ongoing commission of the sin of stealing. But it is not fixing it retroactively. All it's fixing it is currently. You're no longer committing the sin. But back then, you did commit the sin. It didn't fix that. The same cannot be said by a lavanitic lesa, which is a kind of a sin that once you did it, it's done and it's over. Now, when the Torah gives you the remedy to fix it, the only thing that you can say is it fixes it retroactively as if the sin never happened, at least in terms of punishment. And therefore, that's the Rambam explains the difference between Leisignai of stealing and any other lav which is connected to a remedy, because since the sin of stealing is an ongoing sin, an uninterrupted sin as long as you don't pay it back, so therefore when you fix it, all you're doing is fixing it now and it doesn't fix it retroactively. In any case, this is a sort of an aside which only comes to bring out the point that Geneva has a very, very serious side effect, which is that it is an ongoing sin. It's not that you committed a sin once and it's over. It just keeps happening as long as you don't return the Geneva. So based on this understanding of the Geneva being a Pulin Mshechas, it explains to us what's happening here in the Braisa. Vibaldas Geneva is a pu'ulin imshechas, since Geneva, as we said, is an ongoing sin. It is yeder rega over of lesignoiv. Every moment that he doesn't return it, he is violating the sin of lesignoivu. Goldsman says nishgevende tashlum, as long as he hasn't paid it back. Kum tachoy, so it comes out, as oich ven decherem von iran idachas ishe nishto, that even when a person steals from the Cheirem, from the Avodah Zarah, even after he destroyed that stolen object, he used it up or whatever it is, so the Avodah Zarah doesn't exist anymore, is nochaltz nimshach by the ganve, the rishus from Pulus Agneva. And if, since he got it through stealing, the sin that he committed by stealing Avodah Zarah still continues as long as he hasn't returned it to where it belongs. So it's an ongoing sin. The commission of that sin of Avodah Zarah just keeps happening continuously. Because it's not true to say that, let's say, one would say, okay, this is true as long as they haven't burnt the pile of stuff back in the Iran Idachas. But once that's been burnt, so then it's over. We don't find that that's true. That is not true. Even after they finish burning it, he stole it, so therefore his commission of a sin just keeps going on. And therefore, the existence of the, at least theoretically, conceptually, the Avodah Zarah just keeps continuing. And it's in this person, because he is still considered the ganef that hasn't returned the object, so he is still connected to that commission of sin with Avodah Zarah. When Vibaldas Derishus is a Pu'ulin Mshechas from Genevis Acherim, from Iran Idachas, and since now we're talking about someone who stole something from Avodah Zarah from the Iran Idachas, is Kol's Mansher Shoyim Ba'ilim, so therefore, as long as this person exists, is still here. So you have Nochnish Chuvigaton of the Genevis Avodah Zarah. They haven't done something to remedy the theft of the Avodah Zarah. Is oich techarayin af and Avodah Zarah nimshuch ba'olam. Therefore, because of this person, ba'avodah shoyim, when this person is there, there still is the anger associated with Avodah Zarah, because he got it through stealing, and stealing is an ongoing thing. So therefore, the Avodah Zarah still exists in his person. In his person, there is still a connection to Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's now because of him that the anger continues. Which is the explanation of what the Gemara is asking. What is it about the Rishoyim that even after the Avodah Zarah is over and done with, that there is still anger about Avodah Zarah in the world? And Rabbi Yosef answers, it's because he stole it, and stealing is an ongoing Avera, and therefore, as long as he's still around or he hasn't done tshuva, the anger for Avodah Zarah still exists because through him. On does git oichas bore in divrei abraise, and this explains also the words of the braise. Rasha baloilam, charoim baloilam. An evil person is in the world. Anger is in the world. Oich noch de oiver zayin the avera. Even after he commits the sin, as long as he's around, it's still there's still anger. Not avodah zara anger, not charoim af, but charoim. Vi bal de mishne red donish vegen an oifem ven de metzias and avodah zara is faram baloilam. Since the mishne is not talking about where the actual Avodah Zarah exists, nor vegna hemshuch from the Aveda mitzadim gavra, but rather because how the sin continues, has a continued life, because of the person that committed it, even though the Avodah Zarah itself is already gone. So it's because of the person that did it. Therefore, the Braise says, this idea, this concept, that because the person stole, the sin continues, can be found also in other types of averus. Oich afilu badivas demais averus nishken pulinim shechas, even by such averus where the act of the avera is not an ongoing act, like by gneva. So it could also be understood in that context of ordinary averus as well. Why? B'shasa it tutan avera. When a person, a yid, commits a sin, immediately he has the obligation that he has to do tshuva. When a person commits an avera, immediately sets in the responsibility, the obligation that they should do tshuva. When calls man erot nishke tshuva getan, and as long as a person doesn't do tshuva for that sin, is er yeder rega over of the mitzvah tshuva. He is violating the positive mitzvah of doing tshuva. He now has the mitzvah to do tshuva and he's not doing it. Every moment that he doesn't do it, he violates that positive mitzvah. He has an opportunity, an obligation to do tshuva, and he's not doing it, so he's violating the mitzvah of tshuva continuously. On the river zog the braisa, therefore the braisa says, Rasha boi loilam, charoim boi loilam. Any ordinary rasha that comes to the world, anger comes to the world. As kolzman el heisnocha rasha, as long as he is still in the category of Rasha, means he hasn't done tshuva, bizatu tshuva, until the time when he does tshuva, is alam al charoin bala olam. There's always anger connected to him because he's committing an ongoing violation of the mitzvah of tshuva. And the Braise is nishma farat an aveda protius. The Braise doesn't name a specific kind of sin. Meintas the rishus fin yeda aveda. In other words, any sin, whatever sin a Jew may do and doesn't do tshuva, this pertains to it. As kol zman es tzitzich, der heder akiyim for mitzvah tshuva, as long as the lack of tshuva goes on, he hasn't done tshuva yet, tzitzich oich d'charoin in ha'efen tmidi, the anger that is associated with ongoing sin exists for any aveira. In other words, the braisa is building on the Mishnah. The braisa says, I'm not talking about aveda zarah, I'm not talking about theft, but the same that the Mishnah said, that because it's an ongoing thing and the Aveda remains, Aveda Zorah remains as a result of having come about through sin, through theft, the sin came about through theft, and therefore it has an ongoing life. The same can be said about any Aveda, even not connected to Aveda Zorah, and even not connected to theft. Because in terms of tshuva, as long as you haven't done tshuva for any sin, the ongoing effect remains as well. Not in connection to Avodah Zarah, but in connection to whatever sin it is. Tes, Leuten Hezver Anal, based on this explanation, is Euch Muvim was the chet von Geneva is bedoimit zu chet von Avodah Zarah. This explains why the commission of theft is similar to Avodah Zarah. Mervi under Avedis, even more than other Avedis. Shame, as he said all the way at the beginning, that when somebody steals, it's as if he commits Avedis Zorah. Geshem v'migifin by avodah zara. Just like we find by avodah zara, filo noch ma'isa achad, that even after he did the sin, is it nachal tzagayim charonav ba'olam, it still causes anger in the world. Obaloshna sifri calls mancha avodah zara ba'olam charonav ba'olam. As the sifri said, as long as the avodah zara exists, their anger exists, as haste, as calls mansis damitzis and avodah zara ba'olam. As long as there is the existence of avodah zara in the world, that kaseid and nimshach harayinav ba'olam, there is an ongoing anger from Hashem against the world. Azoy eich b'amchet v'gineva. In a similar way, also by theft, v'bal tzis apu'ulinim sheches, since theft is an ongoing sin, is calls man the ganav tutnish tshuva of them, as long as the thief doesn't return it, is a kaseidah mamshach harayinav sholagash baruch ba'olam. He's constantly bringing anger of the Hashem into the world. Masha'ayin ain came by under avedis. However, when we talk about any other avedis, chotch as durzei is doch harayin ba'olam, even though, as we said, that there is still anger in the world because of it, and oich zei hab masha'ayichas an enlechkeit zudem chet avedis zara, and any sin, as we said, also is somewhat similar to avedis zara, as the Alter Rebbe said in Tanya, is over the hemshach acharei nish mitzad avedis gufa. The ongoing anger has nothing to do with the sin itself, nor the far was a haltzich up from a kind of mitzvah tshuva. It's only because he's violating another sin, which is not doing tshuva. It's not his original sin which is bringing the anger. It's his ongoing lack of doing tshuva which is bringing the anger. Unishvi by geneva was the aveda from geneva gufa is apulin mshechas kanal, which is different than by geneva, because by geneva it's the sin of geneva which has an ongoing effect. Here, it's not the sin that he committed that is ongoing, it's just his ongoing refusal to do tshuva, which is bringing the anger. And therefore, somewhat there is a connection to an ongoing violation, but it's not the sin itself which is what causes the anger to go on, as it does by geneva and by avodah zarah. That's the similarity between avodah zarah and geneva, that it's the sin itself which draws down the anger, whereas by all other avodas, even though it still maintains a certain anger, but it's only because of the lack of tshuva, which is another mitzvah which is being violated, not the original avodah which they committed. Yud, es bleibt noch haben nicht verstandig, but still we have to understand. Number one, favos zogt Rav Yosef gamve nicht gazlone. Why does Rav Yosef say specifically gamve, not gazlan? Are the gamve v'gazlone, or naming them both? The gedef from fa'ulin imshech is da saibag and eva and saibag zeile. Since the ongoing existence of it is true for both geneva and gezeila. Another thing we have to understand was the brisa zok charoin bo le'olam and ish ra bo le'olam. Why does the brisa choose the word charoin? We haven't answered that point yet. Why doesn't he say ra bo le'olam? Thus is the hepech von teva bo le'olam, as we said before, that since the conclusion of that brisa is that when you destroy the rasha, teva bo le'olam, good comes to the world, he should have started that when the Rasha exists, Ra Baloilam. Why did he choose the word Charoin? Vosazog by Tzadik, but yeah. Gimel, Charoin is the Charber von Stam Ra. The word Charoin, anger, seems to be a harsher word than simply bad things. Vavoz only Avedas Goyrim Zayn Nishnor Ra, nor Nochmer Charoin. In fact, that's the question. Why is it that it brings Charoin anger? Why not just ordinary Ra? What is this meaning of the word anger here? But the same moving up Pidivira Gemara, so we'll understand this as well from the words of the Gemara. Shol Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked excuse me, the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked him, Mipnei ma hichmira Torah beganav Yosef megazel. Why was the Torah more stringent by a ganav? A ganav has to pay back double that he stole, if you catch him. And a gazlan only has to pay back what he stole. Amalehem, so he said to them, Hishva kavod eved l'kavod Hishva kavod eved l'kavod kainai. This person, the ganav, compared the honor of the slave, the servant, to the honor of the master. V'zeh lo yishva kavod eved l'kavod kainai, kavi yachol. And this one did not compare the honor of the servant to the honor of the master. He made the eye of the of Hashem that he's able to see down here as if it doesn't exist. I'll explain in a minute. And the ear of the of Hashem down here in this world, as if it, he doesn't hear what's going on. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ozva Hashem Esaoretz, as if Hashem left the world. What he means to say is this: when somebody steals secretly, what he's saying is he's not afraid of Hashem. Hashem is watching. Hashem sees what I'm doing down here. Hashem is listening. Does Hashem hear what I'm doing down here? He doesn't worry about that. What he is afraid of is that somebody else, a person, should see him. So he compared the honor of the servant, meaning the people down here, to the honor of the master, to Hashem. He's more afraid of what the people will say than what Hashem says. A gazlan, at least, he does it brazenly. He's not afraid of Hashem. He's not afraid of the people. So in other words, at least he doesn't put Hashem on a lower level than the people. So therefore, the Torah treats the one who steals surreptitiously more harshly to the one who steals brazenly. That's what the ganav and the gazlan means. So di hasbara, this explanation is meisif tam in the Vos Rav Yosef Emfert. It explains more. This explanation that we just gave from Rabbi Yechon Mezakei adds to the answer of Rabbi Yosef. As mit rishoyim was bringing charoin af, mein the Mishnah ganef. That is, what kind of rishoyim that bring this charoin? That's talking about a ganef. Nishde monedigas retzach ben gecherem. And he doesn't say that the fact that he stole from cherem, from the Iran Idachas, which was the question, why did he associate it with stealing and not with Avodah Zarah? And this explains it. For him, the etzem achet from Geneva is kein Avodah Zarah, because stealing in itself has an element of Avodah Zarah in it already. Regardless of what you steal, you're already committing in some level the sin of Avodah Zarah. Because when a person steals, not when he brazenly steals, when he robs, but when he commits theft in a surreptitious way, he is already violating the concept of Avodah Zarah, because it's as if he's declaring that Hashem doesn't see, Hashem left the world. And therefore, just by the fact that he steals, regardless of what he's stealing, already he is touching upon Avodah Zarah. So this also explains what the Braisa says. As yeder aveda is goyim charein bala olam, that every sin commits it brings anger to the world. Nishna ra, not only evil. Why? For him, by yeder avera is da a enlecha yachas to covet kainoi vibaganeva. Because in a way, every sin that you commit also touches and violates the honor of Hashem in a similar way to Geneva. Does gufa was a mensch der wagt sich zu tonan avera, the very fact that a person dares, has the audacity to do an avera, that means that he, in some way, he thinks, or he's subscribing to the idea that Hashem is not really watching, that Hashem doesn't see what's going on down here. Now, derech vi shteitem pasuk, and as the pasuk says, im yisaser ishbe mistarim bani lo yarenu, if a person hides in a hiding place, will I not see him? So he doesn't consider that to be the fact, because he has the audacity to do an aveira. Und wir Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh gesagt, and Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh said, so seine Talmidim yiratzen shetehei meire shamayim aleichem kemeire basav adam. It's this same Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh that gave the explanation of the difference between stealing geneva and gzela. He said another thing. He said Hashem should give you the merit that you should be afraid of Hashem as much as you're afraid of other people. Amru loy talmidav, so the student said to him, at kan, that's it, we should only be as afraid of Hashem as much as of other people, not more. Doesn't he deserve more? Amalem, so he said to them, ulavai, were it halavai, it should be like that. The proof is because when is a person able to commit a sin? He says only, he hopes that nobody will see him, but he doesn't hope that Hashem doesn't see him. That doesn't come into consideration. So in other words, it would be good enough if you were afraid of Hashem as much as you're afraid of another person, and then you would never commit a sin. Is b'meila muvan? So in other words, when a person commits a sin, it means that he's insulting Hashem as if Hashem doesn't see. That is an element of Avodah Zarah, similar to the idea that Geneva is Avodah Zarah. So what the Brisa is saying is that it extends really to every Avera. B'meilu Muvan was the Brisa Zogt Salib der Avera von Rosha Ba Kum de Einish von Charoin. Therefore, we can now understand why the Brisa says that any sin, any Rosha, brings Charoin, anger. Valdos is Mida Kenegan Mida, because it's similar, it's a payment in kind. Und wie der gebrachte Posseg is Madish Bavoy Rosha Gam Boys V'im Kolin Cherpa. And as the Pasuk says, when a Rasha comes, it brings with it shame and different words expressing shame. Vibaldas durch chet is a mavaza ayin shol mata, that because every sin that you commit, you insult Hashem's providence in this world. Kum defada charoim oilam atetzof and boys, therefore it brings anger because it has an element of Avodah Zarah to it as well. The element of Avodah Zarah is because he is ashamed of what he does, but he's ashamed only in front of other people, but he's not ashamed to do it in the face of Hashem. Therefore, that is what brings anger. You're afraid of people, but you're not afraid of me, says Hashem. That is a reason for anger. Then, even after the Avodah is already over and done, is noch als verander charein, the anger still exists, calls mamsis da Rasha, as long as the Rasha still exists as a Rasha. Val calls mana hat nicht tshuva getan, because as long as he doesn't do tshuva, bleibt noch als the sibbe von charein, the reason for the anger still remains. Is noch als in dem selben matze von osa ayin shol mata geulein eroya, because he still is in that same mode as if Hashem doesn't see, because he still didn't do tshuva, he still hasn't committed the mitzvah of tshuva in order to repair that aveira. So it still continues with that same ignoring of Hashem. Yud Aleph says Yudua as the siyum for yedem asechta hatakesh of shaychus amascholus amasechta. We know that there is a connection between the beginning of a masechta and the end of the masechta. Un oich mit nomme von klolus amasechta. And that the beginning of the Masechta and the end of the Masechta, both, they share something common to what the name of the Masechta is. Was the far verbindman in a hadr the b'siyum haMasechta mit der Aschola, which is the reason that there is a minig that when a person concludes a Masechta, we try to tie it in with the beginning of the Masechta, because there is a connection. Azoy eich b'inyoneinu, so also in our Masechta. In the Eshta Mishnah, wie das ist ausgestellte Mishnayische wie Gemara, in the first Mishnah, as the Gemara prints the Mishnahs, the Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta Sanhedrin, the entire Perek, I think, is in all in one Mishnah, one long extended Mishnah, even though in Mishnayis it's broken up into smaller Mishnahs. So the way it's printed in the Gemara, in the very first Mishnah, which means in the first Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, Vert Mavur, the Protodinu from Bezdin and Sanhedrin, it explains the details of a Bezdin and a Sanhedrin, a smaller Bezdin, a larger body of Sanhedrin, Unheimdik von Dinim Mominus Beschleusha, beginning with that a court for dealing with monetary matters is three rabbis, three. Bis zu Sanhedrin Gedeulus von Shimbechad, and it goes on through the listing. For this, you need a bigger body and a bigger body until getting to the 71, the body of 71, the great Sanhedrin. And even though it's true that every Bezna, whether it's 3 members or 23 members or 71 members, has its type of laws that it has to deal with, was it is done. Von deswegen gleichen sie sich alle in them, but they all have this common denominator, was der Klolus, die Getöchen und Tachlus von alle Besden ist nicht nur zu sein, dann sein der Chöte. They share the idea that the job of a Sanhedrin is not only to judge and then only minor sein and to punish a person that committed a sin. That's not their only role. In order to fulfill what the Torah says, you shall destroy, eradicate evil from amongst you. So that's not their only role. And also that it should your people will know and take it to heart and they'll avoid doing a sin and so on. Rather, what is their role? More importantly is that they have the role that they should make sure that it doesn't get to the point where people commit a sin. They have to prevent sin. That's their real role. As it says in Tanah Elio, as the Sanhedrin shall shivim ve'echad haben of zich gehadim tafkid, that the Sanhedrin, the great Sanhedrin, the one of 71, had the mission, the purpose, l'kasher chabolim shul barzel b'masneim, they had to chain themselves with metal chains around their hips or whatever, ulagbi abigdeim l'maylam arkaviseim, and to roll up their pants, so to speak, the yachzer b'chol ayoros Yisrael, and to go around from city to city, b'chol mekem Yisrael, in every place where Jewish people live, the yalamdu Yisrael, they had to teach. So that was their role as well, that they had to prevent sin. Vaslacheres das tamua. And this is a question. This leaves a question. The Anshei Sanhedrin, the people of the Sanhedrin were the elite of the scholars. They were people of great minds and so on, and they had knowledge, tremendous knowledge of Torah. And their seat was in the Beis Hamikdash itself. That's where their chamber was, in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. And if they're not in that chamber, it's as they don't have the status of the Sanhedrin. Anything that they do out of that chamber is not really, doesn't have the stamp of Sanhedrin. Only when they're there do they have the stamp of Sanhedrin. So in other words, their place is really in the Lishka Sagazis. Is vos montman azezol kreishes and chavolim shel bazul masneim ulagbi vigdeim lemaylo marka veseim. So why are they being told that they should roll up their pants and go out into the community and into far cities away from where they should be? Is that really their job? Is that what they're needed for? These great scholars. Vi pasta zan hoga fazolchem aflogim vachochmat chochmas ateru baladei meruba. What kind of a job is this for somebody who was on such an elite level of Torah learning? And to send them away from the place where they have their status as Sanhedrin. And when they leave, they're no longer on the level of Sanhedrin. And all this is to do what? To go learn with some Yid that is somewhere far flung, say lives somewhere in a place in some Jewish city. That's what they have to do. Why is that their job? Is this a job for a member of the Sanhedrin? Is the beer of them in Sima Masechta? So the explanation is at the end of the Masechta B'Shas, as is Do. So to explain the role of the what is brought in the very first Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, gives the explanation at the end of the Masechta B'Shas, as is Do, Rosha Ba'olam, that as long as there exists a Rosha in the world, this leaves the anger of Hashem in the world. And not only at the time when the person commits the sin, but it's an ongoing problem. Not only is it an ongoing thing in time, in other words, that the sin spreads out over time, forward over time, not eichen and eifen from the spashus and mokim, but that the impact of the sin also spreads into the whole space of the world, as we see from the world. Charein afis ba'al oilam. The anger comes to the world, not to that person's daladamas, not only surrounding that person, but everywhere in the world. It affects not only the one who committed the sin, but the entire world. And therefore it touches every Jew. Even these elite scholars from the Sanhedrin. Even the great body of the Sanhedrin, they too are affected by this anger. And therefore, it's understood that it's their role, it is their mission, that they should make sure that this does not happen. As we can explain another matter. Everything in the Torah is a lesson to every Jew. And so the question comes up in our case, what is the lesson in this idea that when there is a Rosh is in the world, it brings anger to the world? When a tzaddik comes to the world, good comes to the world. So Shvetz, as long as it's difficult to say, as is Norbech de Aristolin and the Fun, them Chaymer Fenachet, possibly we could say that all the message is that you have to understand how serious a sin is, that it brings anger to the world. As an Aveda is Goyim Chareinu Shul Mokin. And on the other hand, that when you do a good thing, you get good comes to the world and it brings reward to the world. It's difficult to say that this is the message of this charoinaf, because this is a well-known concept which already is found in the written Torah, in the tzivuyim and mitzvos haTorah. Is doch a zoi film mevura mudgish the schar for mitzvahs countless times in the Torah do we find about reward and punishment on the einish for the anaveira bis zum klodzigen anzog, and that there is a general command in the Torah. Im bechukoyse telechu, if you walk in my ways, if you do the fulfill Torah mitzvahs, v'nashtati gishmeichem b'itim sholom v'aretz, I will give you your rain on time, I will give peace to the land, and so on. So the Torah itself, the written Torah itself, already expresses the idea of reward and punishment. So it doesn't need a braisa to come up with this novel idea of teaching us that good things bring good things, bad things bring bad things, isn't what the braisa is trying to tell us. So therefore, what's the message from that braisa? Of a late noibin de monter hezber, but based on the previous explanation, kum tzu fun dem inyan ayron aflo, this gives us an amazing lesson. B'shas ayid fal durchen an aveira rachman latzlan, when a person commits a sin, God forbid, ken ezich trachten, the person could think, avade darf ich tshuvetan, of course I have to do tshuva, und ich vel tage tshuvetan, and in fact I plan to do tshuva. Aber was is da the islandish, but what's the rush? Like the rob the tshuva, if a vayte tikkens man, so he delays the tshuva for some time in the future. When is the vayle fanume mit andere inyanim, and in the meantime he's busy with some other matters. Aber frat oib dozayn in inyanim toivim, especially if he has other good things that he needs to do besides for tshuva, so he does other good things instead of tshuva. Nazay is oichen sada toiv, the same can be true in the positive side. When a person decides that he needs to do this or that good thing, a mitzvah, it's some mitzvah, but he doesn't rush to do it, he'll get to it. Thus is in the Vayla Bashevtik in Yon Rishus, in the meantime he's busy doing some other things that he needs to do for himself and so on. When does bavorin the Gemara on Lenin Ta'id, and that's what the Gemara is trying to say here. As a tarnish zayin azan hoga, that this kind of behavior is wrong. As long as the person doesn't do tshuva, there is an ongoing anger as a result of that. Nishna b'shas ma'isa avede, not only when he did the sin, but as long as he doesn't do tshuva, the anger continues because of his lack of doing tshuva, as we said before. Nochmer even more, does his nishna negei emalein, it doesn't only affect him and his little world, nor does the ganze welt, this affects the entire world. Calls man erot nish tshuva getan, as long as this person doesn't do tshuva, is the charein sholet of the ganze welt, this anger affects the entire world. And the same conversely, when we talk about doing a good thing, because when it says tzaddik ba'olam, it doesn't mean the Tanya level of a tzaddik, somebody who is beyond the idea of doing any bad and so on. Nor oich b'shem tzaddik b'shem amushul, it talks about the what the ordinarily is called a tzaddik, somebody who does bad, more good than bad. So it's certainly including that tzaddik as well. So when this tzaddik, the smaller level of tzaddik, brings good not only for himself, nor for the ganze welt, he brings, when he does a mitzvah and he becomes a tzaddik as a result of that mitzvah, he brings good for the entire world. In a way that it's an ongoing act of bringing good to the world. So there's no time to delay. So when a yid thinks about this, as in em is toli azagavaliga uftu, that it's all dependent on him, this amazing accomplishment, as omitarega free ravengin de charein from the welt, that a moment earlier he wants to get should get rid of this anger that is there because he didn't do tshuva. One moment earlier, Nazazol mitarega free akumin de toiv nagosh baruchu in ve'olam, or that a moment earlier should come the good that will come as a result of the good thing that he's going to do. Betasim muzna treisultan, this has to shake you up when him help narabring and dos schneller in achlata toiva, and to help you make this a reality, that your decision should lead to the reality in poil mamish. In actuality, and durch them take of miyad, bring it toivel oilam, then to bring this good to the world as soon as possible, immediately, and not to delay it for a later time.